A reading from the prophet Amos, chapter 8, verses 4 through 6 and 9 through 12. Hear this, you who trample upon the needy and destroy the poor of the land. When will the new moon be over, you ask, that we may sell our grain, and the Sabbath that we may display the wheat? We will diminish the containers for measuring, add to the weights, and fix our scales for cheating. We will buy the lowly man for silver and the poor man for a pair of sandals. Even the refuse of the wheat we will sell. On that day, says the Lord God, I will make the sun set at midday and cover the earth with darkness in broad daylight. I will turn your feasts into mourning and all your songs into lamentations. I will cover the loins of all with sackcloth and make every head bald. I will make them mourn as for an only son and bring their day to a bitter end. Yes, days are coming, says the Lord God, when I will send famine upon the land. Not a famine of bread or thirst for water, but for hearing the word of the Lord. Then shall they wander from sea to sea and rove from the north to the east in search of the word of the Lord, but they shall not find it. This reading from the Old Testament is dark and scary, but maybe a wake-up call for us who read it today. Our God has so much love for us, and yet maybe our own choices lay out formidable and frightening results. In Amos, we see individuals so eager for material gain at any cost. They are breathless and waiting for the new moon to be over. In the tradition of their culture, business dealings had to wait. But they can't wait to sell their grain, no matter who is harmed or inconvenienced. What they fail to consider is the consequences of their evil deeds. They forget that their wicked behaviors against the little ones and the poor will have dire effects, and they will live to long for better conditions. We have been there, have we not? Our sinful humanity has shown that we do sin. We do make those poor choices, and perhaps even taken advantage of the lesser ones through carelessness. When we sin, darkness does enter into our lives. The sun sets at midday and we bear gloom. We experience feasts gone bad. We wish we had chosen better things. Amos's words of doom, darkness, mourning, lamentations, bitter, famine, all sound so desolate and maybe undeserved. But we can feel all this even today. Most of all, we are brought to our knees and long for the Word of God, which we may have ignored. Our wandering will not come to an end until we go back to where we did listen to, honor, and love the Word of God. Our journey, with its detours and bumps, will culminate in a happy ending if we honestly turn and go the right way. The thirst we live with will not go away until we drink from the fountain of His Word.